finance and economics.
Working in finance. Talent wars. The latest industry to suffer labour shortages, investment banking.
After a dismal decade, bankers of all stripes had reasons to be cheerful last year. 18 months of soaring corporate deal-making generated blockbuster fees for mergers and acquisitions, M&A desks. Their counterparts in debt advisory played midwife to a deluge of newly minted bonds. Bouts of high volatility buoyed traders' revenues. Though the deal-making frenzy may have cooled a little in 2022, lenders are licking their lips at the prospect of sharply rising interest rates. Yet the industry faces a talent squeeze. Bank bosses use the last earnings season of 2021 to gripe about the problem. Deutsche Bank's Christian Sewing was very concerned about a war for talent. Goldman Sachs' David Solomon said it caused wage inflation everywhere. The subject seemed likely to raise its head again as Wall Street banks reported their first quarter earnings after we went to press. A survey of 267 financial services employers conducted in November by Hays, a London-based recruitment firm, found that 83% had suffered from a skills shortage in the past year. More than half attributed that to competition from rivals. This is a sector more used to causing shortages than suffering from them, sucking in would-be maths teachers and disaffected doctors. Nor has its promise of riches dimmed. Average pay at Goldman last year was $400,000. Why the struggle to hire? One popular line of argument holds that banking is a victim of a generational shift. Everyone from hiring managers to university career services reports that young workers care less about salary and more about work-life balance. Most of all, they want to work for a company with a clear social purpose. All of that puts the recruitment model for traditional financial firms, high pay in return for grueling hours, and work with a social value that is not immediately obvious, at risk. These apparent preferences are hard to square with the behaviour of younger applicants. Darren Burns of Morgan McKinley, another recruiter, says they are becoming more hard-nosed in salary negotiations, not less. Decent candidates will line up half a dozen offers when they used to only pursue one, he says. They are also more aware of their market value. As a result, even back office roles are having their salaries bid up. One senior Wall Street banker puts it bluntly, they say they care less about salary, but they absolutely care if the bank across the street is paying more. Banking's attractions, then, do not seem to have lost their appeal. Instead, the battle for talent is driven by three other factors. Start with the scale of the demand for bankers' work. According to Refinitiv, a data provider, companies announced M&A deals worth $5.8 trillion in 2021, 64% higher than the year before, and easily beating the previous high in 2007. Initial public offerings had a record-breaking year too, with newly listed firms raising $608 billion. And of the $10 billion in American corporate bonds, 42% was issued in the past 2 years.